Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We got to talk about the NBA Finals, which finally, mercifully, will begin tomorrow. It's been a lot, you know, a long little gap, and it's good for the players, get them rested up. But we'll be glad to see NBA basketball starting tomorrow again. And Draymond Green, Rob, it seems like every day Draymond's giving us something to chatter about. And
he should have the nickname Headache, because it's every day. Oh, my God.
Wow. All right. But anyway, he talked to our friend Mark Spears from Anscape. And I mean, come on. And here's what Draymond said. Rob G, read to us his quote.
Right. So Mark Spears asked him why he still was confident that the Warriors would be able to make another finals run even after missing the playoffs the last two seasons. Here's what Draymond said, quote, "Because nobody had beaten us. No one has ever beaten us whole, ever. Has not happened yet. In 2016, I got suspended from a game. In 2019, Kevin Durant goes down. But when you follow that over to Cleveland, no one has ever beat us whole."
I don't even know what that means. Did he miss the last three games of the series or one game?
He missed one game.
All right, they were up 3-1. He missed one game. They were whole for game 6 and 7.
They were.
I mean, come on, man.
I think it's... They were whole. There's a legitimacy to that.
I don't think it's legitimate at all.
Draymond Green has two flagrant foul points. If he gets another flagrant foul, two, he's out. If he misses a game in this series, that could be it.
Chris, but I'm saying in that
other important. If teams are closely matched, and obviously that Cleveland team, that Warriors team was closely matched. You had great superstars on both teams. Heck, the final score of game 7 was what? 3 points, 4 point difference. They were closely matched. So taking away one of the best players for one game, that's legitimate.
I don't buy it when you have 6 and 7 and you lose game seven at home. I'm just not buying. They can dress it up like, you know, put lipstick and earrings on a pig. It was a choke job. He was there. They didn't lose, Chris, three games in a row all year. They lost three games in a row, including two of the three in Oakland. I mean, you can't use that as that we never got beat whole. I'm not buying that. Kyrie and LeBron beat them. It was 3-2. And
was
they had
Draymond
two more games
there for the whole series.
No, one game is not the series. One game is not the series. I'm not buying
the literal definition.
No, I'm not.
Is we never got beat while we were whole.
I don't beat that. They got beat the last two games whole.
Draymond Green was not there for the whole.
No, I'm not buying that. Stop.
You can not buy it all you want, but it is true.
And their first championship, there was a guard, star player missing on every team in that series.
Absolutely.
So that, let's not count that because those teams weren't whole either.
Nobody's saying you're not counting. Come on, man. Nobody's saying that the Cleveland championship doesn't count.
Do you? I'm ready to go ahead.
LeBron and Kyrie can't say nobody beat us while we were whole because they did get beat while they were whole by the Warriors later on. But it's true that they can say that. And by the way, I think LeBron and AD can say that. Now, some people might laugh at that, but they've been banged up when they've lost as well. The one difference, of course, is that LeBron is obviously much older, and so he's not at the peak of his powers still. Like Draymond's still in his prime. He's only 32. Klay's only 32. And Steph's 34 and still smack dab in his prime. So, but yeah, I think it is fair. Doesn't mean they're going to keep winning. But if that's what got them thinking, you know, that they could still win it, then I think that's legitimate. But you had other eaves, other issues, other beefs with Draymond.
Hello?
Favorite person.
Is this
right
on?
Now.
Is this on? Hey, let me say this. NBA America, Draymond Green has given you another reason to hate the Warriors and to go against the Golden State Warriors. Unite NBA America. We want to see them go down in flames. It would be great for a four-game sweep. Yeah, I'm talking about NBA America, so that we don't have to hear Draymond Green again and all of his poppycock and his boulder dash and all the other nonsense. It would be the greatest thing in NBA America if the Warriors went down and we could push it in Draymond's face and say, keep your pie hole shut. The Boston Celtics beat you whole. Now what's your excuse? Well, we didn't have Kevin Durant. Well, you know what? This is the first time we lost. We were playing in San Francisco. We weren't playing in Oakland. What will be the excuse? Stop it, Draymond. Just play basketball. Stop auditioning. Well, enough already. I get to hear Charles Barkley. I don't want to hear you. Can you play? Every day I get a headache hearing Draymond Green. Are you with me, NBA America? Wouldn't it be great to root against the Warriors and see them go down in flames? It would be a great ending to everything, and we could move on in the NBA and stop with this glorification of the Warriors. You mean the team that choked down a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals for the first time in NBA history? Enough already with this. I stand up. I salute you guys. I'm standing up. Join this bandwagon of anti-Golden State Warriors. Draymond Green.
Enough. Rob Parker, two words for you. Stop it! Give me some real, give me a beat playing that. Yeah, I'm going to show you what time it is. I never thought I'd see the day. I never thought I would see this, but Rob Parker has told Draymond Green to shut up and dribble.
Wow.
Unbelievable, Rob Parker. Draymond Green didn't make an excuse. Draymond Green told Mark Spears why he believed that the Warriors could still win a championship. That's it. He didn't disparage the Cavs. He said nobody beat us while we were whole. And that is factually correct. You've taken it to another place. And now you're trying to project your feelings onto NBA America? Stop it! NBA America ain't rocking with that.
They are. They want to see the Warriors go down in the worst way.
What was the other thing Draymond said?
Stop it already.
That he said that they ran more double teams than Steph Curry than Kevin Durant? He's right. If you can't handle the truth, then don't ask the brother the questions. I mean, what else did he say that you didn't like, Rob? He defended athletes doing interviews. That's fine.
He could do whatever he wants, and I could go
apparently
against him.
Apparently, he can.
Yes, he can.
Because you want him to shut up and dribble.
No, I'm tired of hearing him every day. Enough.
Why?
Okay.
Why? He can talk. They putting the microphone in his face.
You could say no comment. Thanks, Mark Spears.
Yeah, that's what we want is media. Draymond Green just saying no comment. This is great.
They were whole.
What are you talking
about? Mark Spears should have pushed back and said, you played in game 6 and 7. You guys were the biggest choke in the history of the NBA in the finals. That's what I would have said if I interviewed him.
And you know what he would have said?
You were whole.
I didn't play in game 5.
No,
that's my point.
He played in 6 of the 7 games. Stop
it. That's not all 7.
And it don't mean
that's
that.
That's not the definition that him of not, whole.
That them missing his 6 points would have meant that they would have won game 5.
First of all, there you go. That just ends it. We can end it right there. When you belittle Draymond Green's ability to 6 points
what?
A game, that you clearly don't know what you're talking about. Because that dude is valuable. Now, by the way, I think in game 7, he scored 32. But anyway, you just ended the discussion when you just acted like he's not a valuable player.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments. where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob, we're going to go off the NBA for a moment and get to the PGA Tour. And you'll remember a few months ago when Phil Mickelson talked about joining the new tour that is backed by Saudi Arabia, and it's called the LIV. I don't even know if I'm saying it correctly, LIV.
Rob G, how do you say
Invitational
it?
Invitational Series.
Is it live? What do they call it?
You know what? I've only ever read about it.
It's live.
I believe it's pronounced live, though, according to Monty. Monty says live.
Thank you, live.
Thank you, Monty. So the Live Golf Invitational Series. And Mickelson caught a ton of flack, was dropped by many of his sponsors, didn't compete didn't compete in some recent PGA Tour events. But others have powered on. Now, this is back. This series is backed by Greg Norman. And so a lot of other top golfers are competing in it, Rob. It's about to start. And Dustin Johnson is in it. And he's lost a few one sponsorship at least, the Royal Bank of Canada. But there's 42 golfers, many of them that you know are in it, and they're pressing forward, and they're not going to pull out. But what are your thoughts on this, Rob? Some people, you know, initially it seemed like a lot of people had issues with the fact that it was backed by Saudi Arabia. But look, America does all types of business with China, and we know the human rights violations going on over there. The NBA and other leagues, sports do businesses, right? That's why I didn't fully jump on the NBA, because it's like, look, or certainly not LeBron, because all these other companies are doing business with China. And
I just had an issue with him.
The things he didn't say weren't correct.
Exactly. That's all I had an issue with.
But I wasn't going to jump on him for not, you know, leaving Nike or demanding that they pull out, because all these companies are doing business
with
China.
Which is strange, Chris. What's happened, though, and we've seen, is with the war with Ukraine and Russia, how many companies have pulled out of Russia, like Starbucks, and like they're closing all their restaurants, you know, like all of them. Like that's that we haven't seen. That's pretty, you know, strong. when companies pull out like that and just say we're going to close all our stores. But anyway,
I guess they're looking at it. The difference is they're attacking
right. I get
another nation
right.
versus. But just I'm what saying they even though their own nation.
Normally they don't do it. You know, they might close them down for a while, but they'll usually right. reopen them. But they're pulling out of these places. That's all. It's different.
Right. Right. But anyway, Rob, there are 42 players that are competing. Sergio Garcia, who won the Masters in 2017. Carl Schwartzel won it in 2011. Graham McDowell, U.S. Open in 2010. I mean, a lot of big names are in it. And like I said, they're pressing for. What are your thoughts? So the PGA Tour is really coming down hard, and they don't want the players that golf in, on their tour to compete in the LIV tournaments. And one reason, Greg Norman, is like one reason we did this is because we are more like independent contractors. We're not in the NBA. It's not a league. And so we should be able to golf wherever we want. And here's the thing, Rob. They have over $250 million in prize money. So each tour event is going to have, or each of the LIV events is going to have $25 million in prize money. And that's the biggest. That's the biggest, bigger than the PGA Tour events. So, you know, business-wise, it looks like an opportunity for these guys.
Yeah, I just have a problem with them trying to strong-arm them and not allow them to take part in different, you know, like they didn't sign them, Chris. It's prize money and it's sponsorships, right? They don't have a contract with the PGA. They're not getting paid. You know, you got to win an event in order to make any money, and then you got to get your sponsors. It's not like they have a contract. If you have a contract with the PGA and this is the deal, like some of these leagues, Chris, like, I don't know.
You're right.
You know, like some of these phony football leagues, right, where you don't run for, there's no owner, the league, you sign a deal with the league. You know what I mean? That's not what the PGA is.
Right, right.
That I understand if you have an exclusivity deal. Right? You have an exclusivity deal we do with Fox Sports Radio. We can't do ESPN Radio or Mad Dog Radio or whatever. We have a contract, okay?
Right.
Like that's – so I get that. But these guys should be able to play wherever they want to play to win money. And they shouldn't be penalized. You know, if they're good enough to be on a PGA Tour, they make a – you know, they make the cut or whatever it is, they should be able to allowed to play. And I was reading Greg Norman's quotes, Chris, and I think he's spot on. Independent contractors, and that's what you do, Chris, when you're freelance, right?
Right.
You write for anybody.
Right, right.
All right, I'm writing a story this day for this place, this website the next day. I'm writing for the other place the next day, whatever, whoever's going to pay me.
Yeah, I agree with you, Rob. It just, that no, regardless of how you feel about the backers or whatever, these guys have a right to golf wherever they want.
And then, Chris, you know, if they want to be holier than thou, well, remember, the Masters and all these other things where black people weren't allowed to play
right,
or be
right.
members, or
absolutely.
Women weren't able to be members until 12 or 15 or whatever it was. Like, stop. Who are you trying to be self-righteous and tell people what's right and wrong when you guys were wrong for a long time? Come
right.
on.
Right. And like we said, other dealing with other countries and things like that, these sports leagues do that. So I'm with you, Rob. And Norman has gone as far as to say, you know, because the PGA Tour is like, look, you can't compete in both. You got to choose. It's either the PGA Tour or the LIV Golf Invitational Series. And they got 42 players. Now, I think they're going to, you know, I don't think it's official yet that they can't. That they won't be in whatever the upcoming PGA Tour events are. But we'll see. But the money right now, like I said, the money appears to be bigger.
It sounds like huge money.
Series.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what's wrong with competition,
ultimately,
Chris? What's wrong with
right,
competition?
Ultimately, Rob, the PGA Tour may have to back up. Right? They may have to buckle. They may have to give on this one. Because if the money is that good, then golfers are going to go to it. And you've got legitimate golfers in it who, you know, are giving it their blessing,
Chris,
so to speak.
All you got to do, the golfers, if they unite and not allow this to happen, They won't have a choice. It's just like we saw with the NCAA. You remember how they were threatening California? You remember that?
I was just about to bring up the NCAA.
Right? Right. And then how quickly did they buckle?
Yep.
Because there was power. And once California got involved and said, we don't care what you're doing. Oh, you're going to leave USC and Stanford out? They're not going to be a part of the NCAA? You, really? Okay.
Right.
And then that was the end of that.
That's what they have to understand. And really, Rob, we talk about this all the time. All athletes, you got leverage. You are the stars.
Yes.
You are the leagues. Now, you don't necessarily have leverage individually, right? Phil Mickelson found that out. But together,
as a group, right?
I would never necessarily call out one player, oh, you need to take this stand. Because one player doesn't have as much leverage. But you do it as a group. Nobody is sacrificing their entire career because as a group,
they can't get rid of everybody. And that was the whole thing is, Chris, and even if you don't want to participate in it, I've told this story a million times. And it talks about being like your golfers. What's good for the group, you got to be in for, whether you want to take part in it. You may never want to play in that, Chris. But you should have the option. And the one I always talk about was legendary sports writer Dick Young, who was at Larry Holmes' training, Chris, before a big fight in Las Vegas. And Larry Holmes saw Dick Young down with all the writers and said, throw that bum out, because he wrote a column that he didn't like, right? Dick Young wrote for the Daily News in New York. Throw that bum out. He can't watch the workout.
Right.
And his henchmen or whatever were going to, you know, escort Dick Young out. All the reporters, Chris, walked out with Dick Young. And Larry Holmes was like, where are you guys going? I didn't say you. I said him.
And then what happened?
And then they said, if he can't watch, we're not going to watch. We're all walking out. They asked everybody back in, including Dick Young.
Wow. But now that's a great example. That's a great example. And, Greg Norman, Rob, he's called the PGA Tour's stance, and this is a direct quote, anti-golfer, anti-fan, and anti-competitive. And that's your point. They want a monopoly. And, you know, they can't have it unless they're going to, like you said, form a league, do contracts with all these players. But they're not going there.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We've talked a lot, Rob, about Steph Curry. And if he wins this championship, what does it do? Does he get in the discussion top 10 player of all time? Does he move ahead of Kevin Durant in the unofficial, you know, rankings that people have? What does it mean for him with four rings, two of them without KD? But there are other players, Rob, whose legacies will be impacted should they win these finals. And one of them is Jason Tatum. He is the face of the Boston Celtics. He's the best player on the Boston Celtics. He's going to have to shine and play well for them to win this series. And Bradley Beal, star with the Washington Wizards, kind of a mentor, at least when Tatum was younger, to Tatum. And he was on, here's that podcast you love so much, Rob, Draymond Green's podcast a few months ago. And this quote is being replayed and resurfacing finals.
It should be renamed Safe Place Podcast, because you don't have to worry about any pushback or any follow-up questions. That's right.
Well, anyway, here is Bradley Beal.
Chris got to deal with Draymond. He's protecting.
No, I don't. I'm just saying. I mean, it is what it is. I don't expect them to be, you know, pushback like we do, but here's Bradley Beal and what he said about Jason Tatum.
He's the next face of the league. And I told him that is your goal.
Mm-hmm.
Like he has a great support system. He got a lot of people that push him around him and that uplift him. Mom being number one. Mm-hmm. But I always tell him, Jay, you are the face of this league, bro. You have that opportunity to be the face of this league. Like, don't shy away from no endorsement. Don't shy away from no money thrown your way. Whatever the league want to say they do, do it.
Mm-hmm.
This is your league, bro. Like, you already playing at this elite level. You need to be getting your name into these MVP talks every year. Like, because you have that ability. Like, that's his projection. Like,
100%.
That's his projection.
All right, Rob, even before you go, and I'm going to be quick, even as you push, you know, I pushed back on you, you're right. It is, I mean, for Draymond to be like
100%.
That's facts. I mean, look, and I'm a huge Jason Tatum fan.
Chris.
But come on. You to be like, hold up. Is he better than Luka?
Stop it.
Like Joel Embiid?
Right.
Giannis? Like, that's all you got to do. And it's not dissing Jason Tatum.
It's like,
hold on, let's discuss it. You can't just be making statements out of the blue.
And then you're the guy who's interviewing
on.
You go,
facts.
Oh, facts, 100%, facts. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know why that's Jason right. Tatum hasn't won 8 MVPs. How many years he's been in the league? 6 years he should have won 8 MVPs. Like, what are they talking about?
It's not a diss. It'd be like if he was like, hey, man, Steph win this ring. Then he gonna be in the GOAT convo.
Fact. I mean, 100%. Right.
Real talk, bro. Real rap. That's what real rap.
Safe,
like, no.
It's the Safe Place podcast.
Make him explain it.
I love it. The Safe Place podcast.
Make
where anything
him explain
goes.
It. Okay,
yes.
Why? Jason Tatum over these guys? Why?
Right. Not because you play with him
opinion,
and you're a mentor.
Explain
right.
It.
Explain why. You believe that. Give us something to chew on. I want fat. Give me some fat to chew on.
Well, Rob G is right in the
Rob
room
G.
across from
you. Did you hear that? Rob G, don't let him do that to you.
Hey, hold on.
What?
Rob G is pleasantly plump. Ain't
no,
nothing
he
wrong.
Ain't,
ain't
my
nothing
God.
Wrong with being husky. It's a lot of people who are husky.
We
and it's
need-
good. It's all good.
We need Lillian from HR. I mean, Chris, what are you doing worrying about his body type?
I'm giving shout outs. Husky people stand up. That's
look
all
at
I'm
this.
Saying.
Unbelievable.
But anyway.
You wanna make a song? Husky people are. What was that song,
yes.
Right?
Well, no, that was a negative one.
Yeah, I know.
Short people have. Yeah,
right, that was short people.
You couldn't make that today.
No.
Short people have no reason to live.
That was Randy Newman who made
yeah.
I Love L.A., signature
right,
song.
Right,
Rob
but
G
I,
shaking his head in disgust. I'm glad I'm in the studio.
You not disgust. Rob G, get on the mic.
Rob G.
Yes, you're tripping, Chris.
Yeah, you're not husky?
No.
No. You know who is husky? The guy who calls himself the Big Vanilla Husky. That's
yes,
husky.
That's he.
And
husky.
Next to him, I'm like a 7-year-old kid.
Exactly. Rob G has a beautiful wife and child, and he has to go around with you calling him husky.
I didn't say he does it. No.
Oh,
I mean,
Chris.
What? Y'all act like husky is an insult.
It is an insult.
And I'll have you know, Chris, I went to the chiropractor yesterday, and when they aligned me, I was an inch and a half taller.
Is that right?
I swear.
Really?
Yes.
What, you serious?
I swear.
Wow.
That's how
so
messed
what,
up
like
I
five,
was.
5'6"?
You know what, Chris?
No, I mean, what were you? What were you?
When I left, I was 5'7". Thank you very much.
So you thought you were 5'5.5"?
I just felt like a giant when I left, is what I'm saying.
All right.
I had to duck my head when I walked out the doorway.
So
I felt like Rob Parker.
That's real talk.
So when
look,
they
I'm looking
you,
up,
how
hold
long
on,
does
I'm
that
looking
take?
Up Husky. I'm this is the redemption of Chris Broussard. Husky. Now, first they talk about voice. All right, we're not talking about that. Here's the second definition: strong, hefty. Strong, hefty. Here's some similar words. They say strong, muscular, muscly, muscle bound, brawny, hefty, burly. What? I mean, come on.
Rob, you like how they snuck in the word hefty there at the end?
I mean, hefty says it all. Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Right.
Oh, all I get, muscle bound, brawny, all those words you pick out hefty?
Yes. Chris.
He's not.
When I said it, I meant strong and.
No,
and,
you didn't. Why are you lying?
You meant dumpy and chubby.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want to use the C word.
Listen to
when
Rob
I first met Chris,
in.
He's like,
did you
he's
hear
like,
that little shot Rob threw it?
What?
You meant dumpy. There's no way you meant strong and muscular. Look at him. You meant dumpy. It's clear. I mean, that was worse than anything I've
when
seen.
When I met Chris, he's like, you know, someone of your size must have a really good tailor. That's what I heard.
Is that what he
That's
said?
That's what he told me. I was like, come on.
I never said that.
Unbelievable.
Rob ain't Taylor making his clothes. You know, come on. Rob. Now, let's get back to the topic at hand.
How ridiculous this topic is, yes. Yeah,
look, well, I'm going to say this. I agree. As much as good as Jason Tatum is, and I have no problem. I voted him second team All NBA, but I have no problem them putting him on first team. I wouldn't have put him ahead of Embiid, but if you want to put him ahead of Devin Booker, I'm cool with that. I really like Jason Tatum, but like I said, Rob, before, even if they win this championship, because hey, Rob, this isn't win the championship and the best player is the face of the league. No. Chauncey Billups was never the face of the league. Dirk Nowitzki was never the face of the league. Was Tim Duncan the face of the league? No, I mean, he's an all-time great, but I wouldn't call him the face of the league.
And Chris, Tim Duncan, as we talk about all the time, almost was 6-0 in the finals. He was right. Never the face of the league. Stop it.
Paul Pierce wasn't the face of the league. I mean, so what are we talking about? And then, Rob, I think Luka is better. Now, he's not as good of a defender, of course. But right now, maybe I'll be proven wrong. Right now, I think Luka's better. I think Embiid, I mean, he's a center, so it's a little different. But, you know, come on. It's hard to argue against him. Giannis ain't – okay, they didn't make the finals this year, but he ain't going anywhere. He's still young. I'm not going to talk about the Stephs and LeBrons, the older generation, but I'm going to talk about these young guys that he has to go through. And, Rob, what about a Ja Morant? Like, so those are the types of questions. I'm going to give you your props here, Rob, because even though I get it, the athletes, they make you comfortable. You know, other athletes comfortable. They have a nice conversation. You can get a feel for the guy's personality sometimes in a way you may not get with traditional media, right? They're just among them. They're boys and all that. But there are times that you just got to be like, hold up. Like, what did you just say?
For Draymond to say 100 facts, I mean, seriously. Like, really? Like, there's nobody else in the league that he's the face of the league. Chris, it doesn't make any sense. It's almost like LeBron's barbershop show. I mean, you go into a barbershop, you could be wearing a black shirt and people will tell you it's a different color. You know what I mean? Like, seriously.
And again, I love that show. I think it's a really good show, but
everybody can't be in agreement.
Right, they're all in agreement. So it's a good show in that you get a good discussion, you know, with celebrities and things like that. But it's not like your typical barbershop where dudes are going to be going at it.
Right.
And disagreeing, and you're right. So, but Rob, Jason Tatum, sure. Could he ever become the face of the league? Oh, yeah. I mean, he's going to have to do a lot of winning, Rob. And he's going to have to really show that he's better than these guys we've talked about, right?
Right.
And so it's not like, oh, that's just ludicrous. But right now, he's not above those guys. Am I wrong?
No. I mean, he's not. And it doesn't take away from his championship run and what they – even if they win, Chris, but to think that – that's
right, it would be a step in the right direction.
Exactly, but it doesn't crown you or have you leapfrog over everybody else. I mean, I think that's just unrealistic and it's too simplistic to be like, we talk about it all the time, being a prisoner of the moment.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.